Bro, tell me why it is Saturday night and I'm over here chilling by myself in my bed, sipping on my wine. JK, it's water. Oh God, the timing was so off with that. I was actually thinking of this perfect like entrance to this podcast. I was like, this is what I'm gonna say. And then every single time I have this grand idea, I just fall like flat in my face and I just fail epically. Well, I really am drinking water, and it really is Saturday night, and I really am in my bed, which, you know what? I'm okay with. In the beginning, I wasn't, though, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I just feel like, come on, Yubi, dude. It's like Saturday night. Don't you have friends, dude? And I did hit up a couple people, but then I was like, I'm too lazy to get ready. I mean, the thought of putting on makeup and then like taking it off like in 3 or 4 hours is really just out of the question. I just don't want to do it. I'm lazy. Okay, I'm 26. Leave me alone. Gosh, dang it. I was thinking of putting on a movie, but then I was like, no. So, I made a video. I have a very like secretive YouTube channel that I don't want anybody to know about, which is like growing like a lot. I know. I know. If you want to know about it, slide into my DMs. I will tell you. But let me just tell you, it's a pretty cool YouTube channel. And I still have my other one, YubiTube, and I still have to post. I'm so behind on vlogs about like when I went to Europe, when I went to Hawaii, and it's just like, isn't that crazy? I'm not sure if you guys get that way as well, where, you're at your day job and you're just like, if I didn't have this job, the things that I would be doing, right? You'd be thinking like, oh my God. I'm gonna be like reading the books I don't have time to read. I'm gonna be able to make videos, direct, write, just accomplish all of my dreams that I wanna do. Hike Mike Everest, Mount Everest. Okay, maybe not that. I heard people are dying in Mount Everest. Don't do that. But no, like seriously, now that I don't have a day job, I'm just like, I just wanna sit down and, be in my self-pity thoughts in my mind just melting away. And just be like a little crybaby. No. I have been getting busy and I just decided to do this podcast. And as much as I was like, Yubi, don't do it, like you should prepare, you should have things to say. Like, this is my other brain telling me to do all these stuff. I just felt like I don't know. I need to stop listening to the other side of my brain that just is telling me that I am not good enough or that I shouldn't or that I'm not ready because I've been listening to it for far too long and this is the year that it stops. Let me tell you, people. Let me tell you. So, yeah, I'm here by myself and you know what? I'm actually really proud of myself. I'm like staring at my plant and it's like staring me back and it makes me feel so happy. And I've just been organizing my room and I finished a video and I just want to tell you guys that I think it's the little things that you accomplish. I feel like we as well, I don't know, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I just feel like it's never enough. What I do is just never enough, that there's more that I could be doing. And I wrote a list of all of the things that I want to do. Oh my God, you guys are going to laugh at me. You're just like, Yubi, are you fucking serious? Like, this is how bad my brain is. I've told you guys already that I've been into journaling. And speaking of journaling, where the freak is my journal? Anyways, my New Year's resolution this year was to journal every single day. And guys, I've journaled every single day. Maybe one time I didn't journal for 3 days, but I went back and remembered everything. So I'm like really proud of myself. But back to the things that I really want to do, like I told myself that I'm kind of using my brain right now. Oh my God, right? Miracles. It happens. I use my brain. Sorry. Alexa, erase everything I said today. I could do that, I think.
I saw enable deletion by voice on review voice history in the Alexa privacy section of the Alexa app.
Oh my god, I'm making shit complicated. Alexa, come on. I know she's hearing me. You know, I'm disconnecting your ass. That's right. Disconnected, Alexa. Try to hear me now. Anyways, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, I was going to tell you guys I'm using my brain and I'm trying to remember telling you guys everything that I want to do. And the things on that list is like, okay, climb Mount Everest was on that list, but you know, after watching the news, I'm probably not going to do that. Is like, okay, I want to do really well on YouTube, be consistent on that. I want to make like little short videos, be a motivational speaker, be a Zumba instructor, be Lint Liquor. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Okay, that word Lint Liquor came from like my Shakespeare class because we had to say really mean things to each other. And I was, you Lint Liquor, liquor, chicker. I don't even know what the heck I said. Oh, actually, I know what I said. You Lint Liquor of the tucks of luscious lips. I envy your looks that lump towards your luxurious body. You're such a pick picker. I was trying to be a poet. I epically failed. Anyways, I still can't find my journal. Oh my god. The list is really, really long. But anyways, the whole point of this, what is the whole point of this? The whole point of this is that we try to do way too much when you should literally just pick, like, okay, if you could only pick like three things in this list of yours, right, of all the things you want to accomplish, what would they be? And you could even categorize them like within like a specific time frame. It's like, okay, this month this is what I want to do. And I think we forget to applaud ourselves when we do little things, you know, like for example, taking off my makeup every single night when I don't want to sometimes, when I wear makeup, I don't always wear makeup, is a small win. You know what I mean? Writing in my journal every day because that's what I said I was going to do is a small win. And like at the beginning of the day, guys, you know what is important. You know. And if you don't know what you want to do, try different things. You know, I've started so many freaking YouTube channels, guys. I have literally like 10 emails of different YouTube channels because I was like, okay, one of them's going to be about beauty. I'm like, wait, I like hate makeup and I never wear it. So scratch that one. Another one, maybe, you know what? I want to be a motivational speaker. I'm like, okay, no. Another one's like, I want to do comedy, but I think I want to do comedy in Spanish. I did like two or three videos and I stopped doing that. And I've read so many self-help books, guys, that I'm kind of over self-help books. Like, turn that shit off. Turn off all those YouTube videos that you watch on self-help. I mean, except in the morning, because motivational videos in the morning when you want to wake up, you need like somebody to yell at you to be like, wake up! Are you gonna let your life pass you by? Like, yeah, I still listen to those. Like, those really work. But what I mean is like, you know, oh shit, what was I talking about again? Damn you, ADHD. Motivational books, I was talking about, see, old Yubi would be like, okay, you already fucked up, just turn this thing off and start all over again. And I'm looking at the time right now, and I have been recording this thing for, like, already 8 minutes, so the chances of that happening, I'm never gonna get these 8 minutes again back, so, and you're probably never gonna get these 8 minutes again, so thank you so much for listening to this. Value, Yubi, value, that's right. Okay. So what I'm saying is that, like, don't be so hard on yourself and, like, fuck motivational stuff. Okay, no, because this is kind of like a motivational thing. Where am I going with this? You're going to find your way is what I'm trying to say is, like, by trying different things, like, I'm drawing a lot. And something that's working for me with this secret YouTube video that I told you that I've been doing, I kind of, like, enjoy doing them. And not only that, it doesn't take me any time to do these videos. And I post them and I get a shit ton of views and I'm like, okay, you know, this is something simple, it's easy, that eventually I'm gonna be able to get paid by YouTube and I'll be able to do what I really love, which is eventually like writing scripts or acting and films. And I mean, that's the whole reason why I'm moving to LA, is to be around more creative people. And anyways, something that I've done, I'm reading this book called The Artist Way. It's a spiritual path to higher creativity by Julia Cameron. And guys, this book is kind of like changing my life. I mean, I've only read one page, But, bro, like, let me tell you, this book is, like, goals. Well, okay, I didn't read one page. I read, like, two. But what she's pretty much saying is, like, your task is to write morning pages every single day, where it's, like, it doesn't matter what is in your head. You're just going to put it on the sheet of paper. And already by the action of doing something, it makes you want to actually do something. So when you're writing, like, oh, like, I really need to work out. I don't want to. You're, like, tapping into your subconscious mind, and you're kind of fighting with your ego in a sense, and you're kind of being more aware of what's going on in your thoughts. And you just be like, wow, am I really going to let, like, my ego take over and just enjoy comfort and just not wake up? You know what I mean? Like, so the book, one of the big rules in the book said, don't share your morning pages with anybody. But I'm going to share with you guys my morning pages. Good morning, journal. I woke up and I'm feeling very, very lazy today. I don't want to do shit. All I want to do is watch Judge Judy and eat ice cream. But I know that that's not good for me. I know that I should go out for a run, but I don't really want to. Oh my God, I seriously write like a first grader. Where did my college education go? I am not a writer to save my life. Oh, there it is again. You be just talking shit again. Stop. Stop it. I am an amazing writer. I am an amazing writer. I am an amazing writer. Anyways, I'm very lazy, but there's some things that I really do want to get done today because, you know, God, I shouldn't be reading all of this, guys. This is kind of embarrassing. Like, shave my legs and... All right. I don't know what the point is, but I mean, there was some pretty good points, but there's, like, a lot to read in this thing. Like, you guys are just going to have to, like, tell me. Yubi, can you please screenshot me your morning journal pages and I'll share it with you guys. But what I'm saying, guys, is that, like, write it out. Like, write whatever you're thinking. Even if you write, like, a first grader like me. Shut up, Yubi. Like, a fifth grader like me. I'm talking so fast right now. I'm like hype. And yeah, guys, just know that you can do it. You can do it. I mean, just get to it. Just turn this podcast off and go do something amazing. Make a video, write, draw, whatever. And cool. So I think I'm going to call this thing done, this podcast here done. And I'll catch you guys in another one where I'm feeling alone on a Saturday night and we can talk about inspiration and self-motivate. Okay, no, I don't even know. I'm figuring it out, guys. I'm just like you guys, okay? I'm trying to figure it out. I think we all want the same thing, so I love y'all. Like, this, I'm trying to be more honest with these podcasts, but it's hard. It's really freaking hard. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys in the next one. All right, deuces. Bye. I'm so addicted to the hustle. It's not even funny. Like, and I still feel like I'm not doing enough. Hey, guys. It's Yubi. What's going on? Welcome back to my podcast. In this episode, I really want to get real with you guys on, like, what's been going on in my mind lately, in my life, and there's a lot of change happening right now, which is very scary because I'm about to take on the biggest move of my life, which is I'm moving to LA this week, and I just can't believe the time is finally here, but it's happening. And not only that, other things are happening. I have started to do so. I've been on YouTube for a long time. I would say since, like, high school, I started making videos. But I was never able to find a niche or to grow an audience pretty quickly. So I'd continue to do my vlogs, and I just felt like I was just doing it for fun. But after so long of doing it and wanting to do, like, incredible content, it takes a lot of work, and it's really sad when you work so hard on, like, a video and it doesn't get as much as attention as you wish it did, right? And I just didn't understand what I was doing wrong. But with time, I came to realize that whenever you're just starting out, as a content creator, you gotta latch on to something. Something that a bigger population is more familiar with, such as maybe a show, maybe Game of Thrones is something that already has a widespread audience that most people can latch onto and talk about, because you create a community around something that a lot of people enjoy and they like, and eventually you find your niche, right? Same with celebrities, Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, celebrity gossip. That's just a niche in itself. And I've never really been truly interested in one thing. Like, if you were to tell me, like, what is your absolute favorite movie or absolute favorite show, I couldn't even tell you, because I just really don't have one that, like, stands up. Like, I don't know. I don't latch on. Like, I don't, sort of, I'm going to create this analogy, but it's like, I don't get super hung up on, like, guys, for example. You know, I've never been, like, addicted to a relationship, you know? If anything, I've never just, it's just been me. Like, that's just how I've been. And that's why I think it's just been really difficult to find a niche for myself. But recently, I found a niche. And it happened so unexpectedly, guys. So unexpectedly that it's starting to grow. And I'm starting to freak out, because I'm starting to ask myself, like, is this something that I'm ready to embark on and something that I'm ready to pursue? And I'm so diverse. I am so diverse in a sense of, like, guys, I love cultures, different languages, different countries, different cities. If I could just travel the world and just meet really unique people, awesome people, and just spread my soul to, like, everybody, I would, guys. Like, that's a passion of mine. But I feel like I'm stuck right now, because I don't know what to do, because I'm all over the place. I am all over the place. I have started doing reaction videos to Indian trailers. Yep, you heard it. Indian trailers, guys. And I haven't even seen a movie yet on these Indian trailers that I've been reacting to. But it all started when I was in a relationship back in 2017 with a Middle Eastern guy, and I thought it'd be fun to react to, like, The Voice, you know, in that language. And that video, like, blew up, and I kind of thought that was pretty cool, but I didn't really continue it. I probably made, like, 3 other videos after that. And after a year of, like, working a full-time job and trying to figure out my life, you know, I came to a situation last month where I was like, hey, that worked, you know, for me. I should probably do that again. And I looked at some of the comments, and I took a comment and I reacted to an Indian trailer, Mokshisha Play Fifa. Not an Indian trailer, but an Indian song. It's about, like, this Jordanian guy and Indian guy who are, like, rappers, and they have, like, this song out. And I just reacted to it, like, for fun. And I got a lot of video views on that, and I did it again, got a shit ton of video views on that. And then I just continued to look at the recommendations that people were asking me to. And here I am, video, like, 8 now, and I am able to make ad revenue money from YouTube, which is super exciting, right? I'm like, yes, like, I get to make money. This is great. Like, I get to, like, have a little bit of money to survive LA. But I don't know, I went on Instagram Live, and I got so many viewers from India, which was really exciting. But then I got viewers, like, my family was watching me. And then not only my family, but then friends from, like, my ex-job, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know who I am. I'm kind of like, fuck. Like, I know I'm like this bubbly person. I'm very energetic. I know that about myself. But it's just like, what's my focus here? Like, am I trying to talk about like my life, or am I wanting to talk about Indian music, Indian reaction, just keep it centered to Indian, but then I'm Mexican and I have that Latina side of me that wants to come out. Am I a traitor now to my Latino community? Like, I'm just confused right now, and I want to like rebrand myself, and I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I really don't. And like, I see success, but at the same time, I just feel like I'm juggling so much because I also want to pursue acting, and I want to get my reel, and I need to get headshots, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so lost. Like, I feel like I need direction, you know, or help in like guidance. I don't know. I just feel like I've never been able to do it alone, and I'm afraid to ask for help. Because nowadays, I just feel like it's so difficult to trust people because another part of me doesn't even want success. Like, another part of me is afraid of it because I like where I'm at right now, where I'm not like, you know, too famous, or like, I'm also not like super not famous. You know, I'm kind of like, I don't even know what I am. I just feel like, yeah, I have a good following, whatever, but like, what am I trying to say? Like, what's my intention? What is like my message? And I don't know. I'm just wanting to do so much, but fuck, it's hard right now for me. It's really difficult. Because I want to appeal to everybody, and I think that my personality is like a people pleaser personality where I just want to please everybody. But when, you know, I can't please everybody, and I have to just remember that. I just feel like I'm so unfocused sometimes. But, anyways, I feel like I'll figure it out, hopefully, with time. And I'm gonna give this a shot, this whole like reaction video thing. I think it's fun, but I just want it to be real. Like, I want it to come from me, you know, not to just be like a fake at all. So it's a journey, I guess. Well, thanks guys for listening. This has definitely been a real little podcast here, and I know a lot of you guys enjoy these. My voice is a little raspy tonight, so there's that. And I'll keep you guys updated. Thanks for listening. Have a great night, guys.